Welcome, everybody, to episode 220 of the Lost Levels podcast. Today is our annual E3 2016 predictions. Even though there isn't much to predict for E3, instead, we'll actually be doing some E3 2016 predictions and Nintendo and X predictions and Nintendo in general predictions for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Leading up to the NX launch. And just so everyone is aware, podcast is split into two different sections. First, very quickly, we go over last year's predictions and see who was right, who was wrong. Mostly everything was wrong, but there were a few right, so you'll see that in a bit. And then we go over the new predictions. But before we get into that, I'm your host, Super Zamzy, and today I'm joined by Spider Star Yu.
Hello, everyone.
And Dark Boo.
Rare, isn't it?
It is rare because last year Boo unfortunately did not join our predictions podcast, so you will not be hearing his from last year because he didn't have any.
He cared a little bit.
Just a little. Instead, we'll be hearing from Soul's predictions.
And ironically, Soul isn't here.
Yeah, so we'll just pretend those are Dark Boos. But anyway, I've got my list here from episode 170, our E3 2015 predictions. There were about five main categories and then five specific questions. And yeah, let me just go through them now. The first one was three Wii U general predictions. First, Soul said Paper Mario Wii U would be revealed. Wrong. He said Metroid Wii U would be revealed. It would be a first-person shooter. Wrong. And then Soul, he said Star Fox U will be revealed and a demo based on the Miyamoto playing Star Fox in 2014 will be there. And yes, technically, yes, that's right. But that's a pretty easy one.
True. True. That's easy.
That is easy. I'll give him the point anyway, but whatever. Star Yu, your three Wii U predictions were a new Mario sports game. Now, if you just said a Mario sports game, that'd be fine. But you were saying, like, a hockey, football, blah, blah, blah. They reveal Mario Tennis, but that's not
a new counts one. A little bit. It's a half a no. point. Half a point. Half a point.
Are you kidding me? Half a
half
point?
Half a point. Half a point.
Half a point. Fine.
What?
You'll get half a point. Fine. You also said New Paper Mario, which, unfortunately, that wasn't announced until earlier this year. But you did say something interesting, that it would retain a lot of the things that Sticker Star did. And as we know now, that is very much the case.
Go Spider Star Yu, yeah!
And you also said new F-Zero, which...
That's wrong. Well, technically, the Wii U... What's that Wii U game called? It looks exactly like F-Zero. That could count technically as an F-Zero
Fast Racing Neo!
No, just kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm not being serious.
And then for me, I said a new 3D Mario platformer for Wii U would be revealed, which I really wish was the case, but it's not. And then I'm so proud of this one. I said that Super Mario Maker, the amiibos, would bring 8-bit versions to the game. It's totally right. That's completely exactly what happened. I'm so proud of that one. So I got 1 point for that. And then my last one was an HD remake of a GCN title, a GameCube title, which... Meh, no. Twilight Princess HD was revealed in November. Okay. 3DS predictions. Soul said a third Smash character would be announced. No. He said Nintendo announces Amiibo restock in July. I think that did happen, but they never announced it at E3. And he said a free-to-play game would be announced, which no. Star Yu, you said a new Wario Land title would be revealed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, no.
No. You also said, I really like this one, you said there would be a new Metroid game, and you said you are 99.3% sure that that a new Metroid game would be revealed. And it was. We got Metroid Prime Federation for, so good
job. Yes! All right! No! Yeah!
Oh my goodness. And then your last one... You said a new game starring Diddy Kong would be revealed, which, well, no. Nothing like that happened. unfortunately. And then on my list, I said, after Star, You Stole It From Me, a new Wario Land would be announced. No, that did not happen.
That didn't steal from you.
I also said the new 3DS, the smaller version, would be announced, and it'd be like kind of quietly in the background announced. No, that wasn't announced until later in the year with the Animal Crossing Happy Home Designer, I think, bundle. And I also said the new Pokemon for like that third game, ZX2 or whatever, that would be announced. No, it wasn't. Okay, whew, this is taking quite a while. General predictions. Soul said an Okami sequel will happen. No. Star, you said a new legendary Starfy game would happen. No. And aww, of course, I said new Banjo-Kazooie on the Xbox One. No, that did not happen. For three returning franchises, Soul said Paper Mario. No. Metroid. Yes. And a Punch-Out game. No. Staryu, who decided he was going to have four.
Yes!
Unfortunately, the fourth one does not count.
It counts! It counts. Half
he said, no, this definitely doesn't count. Oh, get out of here.
It counts!
First, you have Metroid, which, yes, correct.
Yes.
Then you had F-Zero, which, no. And that Paper Mario, count. Which, no.
Yes. Oh.
And your fourth one was Animal Crossing.
Yes! That totally counts. I remove F-Zero. It counts. It counts. It counts. It counts.
You cannot pick and choose like that. Are you kidding me?
It counts.
Anyway. Anyway. Oh, this is going to make you mad. I said Metroid, which is correct. And then I said Animal Crossing, which is correct, as my second one. And then I said Punch-Out. So, sorry.
Stealing my answers. I picked Animal Crossing first.
For the crackpot theory, Soul got this one correct. You're not supposed to get the crackpot theories correct. If you get one right, that probably means you're not being too wild enough with your answer. Soul said that the Mother series will be... something will happen with the Mother series in some kind of way. And it did. We got Earthbound Beginnings, which, there you go. Soul gets a point for that. Star, you said Captain Falcon would be playable in Mario Kart 8. Yeah, that didn't really happen. So, and then I said, of course, I said Nintendo would get the Banjo-Kazooie IP. Banjo-Kazooie would be in Smash. New Banjo
oh,
game.
Oh, God. Blah, blah, blah.
I know, I know. Okay, then the individual questions. We have five. What will have a bigger focus, Wii U or 3DS? We all said Wii U, and that was the case. They definitely had more Wii U. Next question. How much will be said on Zelda for Wii U? And remember, at this point, they said they will not be talking about it there. Soul said nothing. And he's correct, because they didn't say anything. Star, you said a trailer, which did not happen. And I said they would only show it off in the digital event, which is also not true. What will be said on NX? We all said nothing. We all get a point. Characters for Smash. If you remember last year, there was a Smash stream the Sunday before. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, so they revealed Roy and Ryu there. So we knew that beforehand because that was leaked. But we decided to say to predict what characters will be announced, and we all decided that there would be more than Roy and Ryu. Soul said there'd be a third another. Blah, blah, blah. Third additional character, which he didn't say who. Star, you said Wolf would also be announced, which, sorry. And then I said Dixie would also be announced, which also wrong. And finally, the last game that they would show during the digital event, we all said Metroid. Wrong. So, to tally up all the points, and I have to adjust it a little bit for that half point. Staryu, you got 4.5 points.
Yeah.
4.5 correct. I got 5 correct. And Soul got 6 correct.
Did you count my other point with the Animal Crossing?
That does not.
This is so. You're so rigging it. That was half a point. That had 5 points as well.
Oh my
you
goodness.
You are rigging it.
If we want to get crazy and break the rules, then I'll give you half a point and you have 5.
Yeah, I have 5.
Oh, brother. Okay. That said, now we're going to get into current predictions. Current for E3, and for the future of Nintendo. I have it split into four different sections. First are the E3 2016 predictions, then the NX reveal event predictions, then general Nintendo predictions, and the NX launch predictions. First prediction in the E3 2016 predictions, what will be said or shown on the NX? Boo, what do you think?
I have to go first. For reasons unbeknownst to the viewers, I have to go first. Oh boy, first and foremost. Oh man, how do I want to say it? Because I'm going to sound stupid when I say it. Are they going to have like the presentation, or are they going to be like the little, oh my god, what's the name? Those digital events thing, whatever it's called.
The only thing they'll have is a live stream with the treehouse.
Only, okay. Then they're not going to show like the little Nintendo Direct they do?
No, Nintendo Direct.
So they're only going to have a treehouse?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know, we feel your frustration and surprise.
Well, that knocked three things that I thought out the box. That knocks three of them things out, because I was going to say something about other games and things of that nature, but I guess not. It's obvious what they're going to show is Zelda.
Well, yeah, they said so.
I was going to talk about, like, they were going to hit, like, future development of games and such, but I guess not. I was going to say Super Mario Bros., something for the NX with Mario, because they do it for every console. I was going to say things like that, but now that answer's out of the box. The other answers are out of the box as well.
Also, remember that they have said that they are not going to show off the NX at E3. So take that to mean what you want. Maybe they'll talk about it a little bit. Maybe they won't mention it at all. It's fine to say no, nothing for this answer. What will be said shown on NX? That's totally valid. But they might try to trick us. Or they might just mention a little more than they led up to. Or maybe they change plans.
I thought they would show like games in development, but knowing they would come out like 2018, 2019. I thought they would show things like that, but I will say nothing.
Nothing then. Okay. Staryu?
I also will say nothing. But this is what I put for my answer. And Icy's gonna totally be like, this doesn't count. I put nothing. But if they were to show something, I would only suspect that they'll show, like, maybe the controller. Maybe they'll show how the controls are for the NX. I don't know. Mm. I said nothing. I think if they're gonna show something, maybe it might be the controller. And I only thought this because if they're gonna be showing up the Wii U one, I can't imagine that they won't just show anything for the NX. I mean, true. It's going to be released for both. So I'm thinking, if they're going to show something, it's going to be the controller or how the controls will be for the NX. That's the only thing I think they'll show. Nothing else. Just that.
Okay, I like that answer, because I was also something I was thinking about. Like, they are going to have Zelda Wii U.
Yeah.
I hope they mentioned something. What's the difference? What are the benefits? Disadvantages? Exactly. Blah, blah, blah. But I also put down nothing because I like your answer, though. I kind of want to steal it. But
you
no,
wanna
I'll
steal it?
No, I'm going to stick with nothing. I'm going to play it safe. Nothing. Next question. During the E3 Treehouse live streams, they actually already announced what games will be shown there. And they actually bumped it up from more than just Zelda. We're going to have Zelda, Pokemon Sun and Moon, Monster Hunter Generations, Dragon Quest VII, and this name, Tokyo Mirage Sessions, hashtag Fire Emblem with an exclamation point. That's going to be
God.
There. I know. Those will all be shown. What three other games will they show during this live stream? If you think they're being truthful and they won't show anything else, then just go ahead and say nothing. Otherwise, what three games do you think they will show outside of those?
Boo.
They're strict on those games. I really, truly believe they only want to show those games.
Mm-hmm.
One reason alone, if you can name another game, I can guarantee you that someone's going to say no. Someone here is going to say no for a good reason. I don't think there's going to be any other games left for the Wii U. I think they're going to... here's the thing. If I count a 3DS game, that's what I want to say. If I count a 3DS game, because I know they're not going to stop the 3DS. Mm-mm. They have Pokemon Sun and Moon. I honestly think these are going to be the only games, because If they announce these games, there's more than likely they're not going to announce a new game, period. That's my problem. That's why I think it's not going to be anything else, because if they announce a new game with a period at the end and quotation marks over it, no, I'm sorry. I won't think there's... There will not be a new Wii U game. Let's put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
3DS... Go ahead. And I'll say 3DS... I think those are the final games. They're not the final games for it, because also NX is going handheld as well. So I think, quote unquote. So I don't want to say it's the end of those two consoles, but I want to say we're near the end. And so
you're basically saying that 3DS and Wii U, there are no more games that are unannounced left, at least that are first party.
Yeah, because I feel like they're just going to not stop, but they're going to just get off of that bandwagon and jump on the NX by the time 2017 comes.
Okay, good. You just answered three questions in one. Okay. Star, you go ahead.
Alright, so the question basically is, like, during the E3 live streams, name three other games that will be shown. Yes. I personally don't think they're going to be showing anything else. So my answer is going to be none, because they have these games coming out, Pokemon Sun and Moon, Kirby, and, you know, I feel like the 3DS is slowly going to be, like, they're slowly going to kill the 3DS off, because, you know, it's been out for a long time, and they're going to, I feel like when NX comes out, they're going to be just jumping on it. Like, they're going to be like, okay, that's what we're doing, that's what we're going to be selling, we need to focus on advertising for this. So, I know we have Kirby coming up, we have Zelda, Pokemon Sun and Moon, and things like that. Well, Zelda's not for the 3DS, of course, but... I just personally feel that there's not going to be any other games shown on the live streams. Like, I can imagine maybe they'll show Kirby, but my answer still is none. I don't think they're going to show anything else. The games they said they'll show is Zelda, Pokemon Sun and Moon, and things like that. That's the only things they're going to be showing. Nothing else.
The ones that they have announced.
Yes, exactly. That's what I meant.
Okay, and since Boo answered the other two questions, do you think there are any unannounced 3DS games left? And same thing for Wii U. And I'm talking about, like, first party, not something digital, something quick they can put out, but, like, a full retail release.
Do I think that there'll be, like, more games, like, announced, like after E3?
Yes. Are there currently any left in development that we don't know about?
They're probably... is this a good answer? Is there probably... You said first party.
From Nintendo themselves. Their IP.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. I was thinking of indie games and such.
Mm-mm, not indie games. No third party either.
So nothing.
Nothing, okay.
Well, I think that they will be revealing one thing at E3. I mean, after E3. Yes, they will, after E3 is done, after E3 is over, they're going to be revealing some Donkey Kong! Yes!
But see, that's my problem. I was going to... Oh my god, I'm saying away my answer. I was going to say some Donkey Kong game for the NX. I was going to say for the NX, but it would not be in 2007. I think it would be a 2018 release. That's what I was going to say for later on question.
Oh, okay. Well, so that's NX, but you, Star, are you talking about like a Wii U game, a 3DS game?
I think they're going to be releasing a new 3DS game that involves Donkey Kong. I was going to say Wii U, but I kind of feel like they're not going to do any more big Wii U games. Because I feel like that would make no sense, because they're going to be doing NX. So I feel like with that Paper Mario coming out, like, eventually, I think somewhere in the summer, Paper Mario is going to be coming out. And then I think maybe they'll have one more game, but I don't think it'll be Donkey Kong. But 3DS, I absolutely see a new Donkey Kong game coming out. Because it's Donkey Kong.
We can only dream.
If a Donkey Kong game comes out for the 3DS or Wii U or anything, anything's announced, period, Dark Boo will be singing live Donkey Kong in French. The theme song in French. He will be singing it live on the podcast.
What?
Yes! But in all seriousness, I do think Donkey Kong there'll be a new Donkey Kong game, but I do think that the 3DS might have some more games coming out after E3. I feel like they're going to do some stuff. So there'll be some, yeah.
So are you saying no to Wii U, yes to 3DS?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll go ahead and say my answers for those two. Yeah, I'm on the same boat. I think Wii U's done. There are no more unannounced first-party games for it. But 3DS, I can definitely see something else coming out of there. I pray that it's Donkey Kong. But whatever it may be, I definitely think, like, even going into next year when the NX is being released, I could see something in February coming out. Something small to help tide us over until then. So, yeah. Yes for 3DS, no for Wii U. And for the previous question about the live stream, I actually think they will show more. And I wrote down the three games I think they will show. I think they will show a little bit about Paper Mario. And they just haven't said anything. I do think they will show some Metroid Prime Federation Force. And I do think, just because it's coming out so soon, they'll show some Mario and Sonic. And they might not even know. Like, I think they might even add that, like, on the fly. The day of. They're like, you know what? We need to have some more content, blah, blah, blah. They have a demo ready, apparently, I guess. So, boom. There you go.
All right.
Yes. So, moving on to the last of the E3 2016 predictions. Will Zelda get a release date? And please be specific for the Wii U or NX. Which one will get a release date? Will both get one? Will neither get one? Boo.
I want to honestly say that the Wii U will get... Okay, NX come out in March, right? March 20th, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
It's just March.
Okay. So, let's say the NX come out March 20th, 2017. Let's say that. I will pray, because they both not the same thing. I will pray that the Wii U version will come out 2 months before it. Although, I feel like if they're going to release Amiibo and such for the game, them two will go. They will come out the same. I think it will come out the same day because it wouldn't. No, they wouldn't do that to the NX, because if people buy for the Wii U, what makes you think they're going to buy for the NX?
Exactly. That's exactly what they did with Wii and GameCube. The GameCube one came out weeks after the Wii one.
So I would say. Yeah, they might do that as well, where they released the one for the you said the GameCube came out after the Wii came out, right?
Yeah, in like December.
Twilight Princess. Mm-hmm. They might do that. They might release it. I hope it will be okay. It's not stupid. It would be so rudimentary if they release it. Let's say March 20th. If they release the NX version, and then they wait until May 20th, or not May. That's exaggerating. They wait until April, you didn't hear that. April 16th to release the Wii U version. I'll be very upset, because I would have been looked up the videos and played and watched them.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that. Oh my God! The thing is, if you choose one before the other, cons. If you choose them together, pros and cons. But I think the pros outweigh the cons. So same day, and if it's March 20th, it will be March 20th.
But do you think at E3, will they reveal a release date? Because remember, they're not talking about NX. So if you reveal a release date, then that means that we know that the NX will be released by this date, if it is the same day. So do you think at E3 they will just keep saying, oh, it's coming out in March, or will they give us an exact date?
Here's the thing. They might be slick and say the Wii U version to come out on a certain day. Because I feel like there's no reason, if they've been working in development for the Wii U so long, there would not be a reason for them to release them both at the same time. Unless they're trying to conceal everything and open a fresh little big present boxes you open up and boom, here comes the stripper. That's what they might do. That's what they might. I just want the game, okay? I'm really, really upset on how they are managing this game.
Yeah, if you want to hear more.
Really, whoo.
I was just going to say that if you want to hear more on us and Zelda, episode 219, last episode, talk all about it. But Staryu, what do you think? Will Zelda get a release date? And will it be for both the Wii U and NX, or just Wii U, or only NX?
Zelda will get a release date, and it will be just for the Wii U. Now, here's what I put for my little list, my little notepad, where I wrote everything. I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote this, but I'm just going to say it, because why not? Because this is the point of this podcast. Durr. I think we'll get a release date for the Wii U, and I was having a crazy prediction that it will be released somewhere in December. Now, here's why I said
what?
That. I, I know, that's really crazy. This is my crackpot. I don't think we had a crackpot thing for this year, so this is my crackpot. Okay, I think it will be December. Why? Because I feel like they're going to try to get those Christmas sales. I feel like the game is close. They're going to be at E3. They're going to reveal everything. They're going to reveal as much as possible. Be like, oh, this is a character. This is a new thing. 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 And they're going to be revealing all that stuff, and it's going to be a release date for December. And then for the NX, this is not really even a part of it, but I'll just add this on. For the NX, they'll have a release date like 2 months later, like somewhere in February. So the game will be released before the NX comes out. This is my crazy prediction. I know there's probably, this what? Is like a zero, what?
I'm confused. The NX version will be released
2 months after. Because I think the NX one will have more features. The NX one will have more dungeons, more something. I feel like it will have something more, because I really don't see them having the same game just being released and that's pretty much it. Like, oh, better graphics, that's it. I feel like the NX is going to have something more. So that's why I feel like it will be released a little bit later on, and the Wii U one's going to be released earlier.
Wow, that's just so far away.
I know, it's a really crazy theory, and there's a big chance I'm 100% wrong on this, but I just wanted to say it, because I feel like, what happens if this actually happens, where it comes out, in December? I will literally just, I will be on the podcast and scream as loud as possible, breaking windows, SE's in Arizona, I will break windows in Arizona, that's how loud I will scream on the podcast, so.
If the heat doesn't melt at first.
Exactly. But yeah, that's just my thing. I feel like, okay, let me just summarize so it makes sense. I feel like we're definitely going to be getting a release date for the Wii U. Okay, what was I going to say? Okay, wait, no. We're definitely going to get a release date for the Wii U. And I feel like that release date will be December. That's it. That's all I'm going to say, yeah.
Okay, and for just if you want to get this prediction right the next time we look over this, all we need to know is that the Wii U will get a release date, and the NX will not. You're saying the NX one will not. You're telling us yes. What you think will happen, but at E3 yes. They will not announce it. Okay.
I don't think, yeah.
I'm kind of in the same boat. I think the Wii U release date will be announced, and the NX one will not be. I think the NX one will be released on launch date with the NX, but the Wii U version will be, it'll be just like Twilight Princess. It'll be a couple of weeks back, for the same reasons that Boo was saying, and the same reasons they did the whole thing. So at E3, we will get a Wii U release date sometime in April, and they will say you can get the NX one in March, which is not a release date, because we already know that. Okay, so that is the E3 2016 predictions. There's not much we can do, because they really aren't doing much this year. Instead, we're going to move on to the NX reveal event prediction. So sometime this year, and I really assume it's this year, it cannot be next year, I don't think, they're going to reveal the NX fully. They're going to show off the system, the console, some games, blah, 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 what makes it special. I've got three questions about that. First one, what month will the NX be revealed? And if you want to give an exact date just for fun to see if you were, wow, for some reason right, go ahead and do that as well.
Me, right?
Yes.
You, yeah.
I choose you. Okay.
Foolishness would be December 2016.
No. That's too far.
I said foolishness would be December 2016. Oh my God! How do they want people to save money? Let me think. There's not going. Oh God! I know the answer. I gotta plan it with respect to the other game consoles. No, because it's gonna be pre-order. So it can't be in 2017. It's going to be pre-ordered. It's not going to be... Let's go backwards. Oh my God. No, November 2016.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
Okay, give us a random date really quick in November to see if your crazy prediction is right.
Let me go to my date on the calendar. Because I want to make sure. I was going to say November 31st, okay? And there's not even 31 days in November. Okay, November
28th, 2016.
28th, okay. All right, it is my turn. All right, I feel like the NX is going to be revealed in August. I feel like August is going to be the month of NX. and I feel, or I have two dates. I don't care. I don't care. I have two dates, and I don't care. I'm going to say both of them. August 10th, 2016, and August 17th, 2016. I feel like they might try to play something with the 17, because it's going to be, the NX is going to be released in 2017. So I feel like they might do something with 17. I don't know. I'm just saying. August 10th, August 17th.
What kind of day is that?
That's on a Wednesday.
A Wednesday. Interesting. Now, which one do you feel more
I feel more strongly on August 17th.
Okay, so that's your answer. And then...
But I got two answers.
And then for me, I really, really want to do August. Because do you guys remember... Sorry, what's the revision after the 3DS and before the 3DS? Like, it's the 3DS XL, right? First you had the original 3DS, and then the 3DS XL, and then the new 3DS, and new 3DS XL.
Didn't they have the 2DS after that? Yeah. XL. Yeah.
But the one... Then I'm specifically thinking about the 3DS XL. I don't remember which E3 it was, but we had E3, and then in August they announced the 3DS... Or I think it might have even been July. They announced the 3DS XL, and you're like, why didn't you announce this at E3? It was like a month or two ago. So I don't think they're strangers to revealing something like the NX so soon after E3. And I really want to do August, but I'm going to say September. And I pick September 12. Yeah, 12, on a Tuesday. I don't know why Tuesday speaks to me, but it does. So that's what I'm going with. Okay, at this NX reveal event, whatever it is, will they showcase the next 3D Mario platformer? Will that be on the day, whenever they reveal the system and they're showing off new games, will the next 3D Mario platformer be there? Yes or no?
Yes, it would. Yes, it would, because they always do it with every console they release. They always have something about, like, new Super Mario Brothers, something around there. This is going to be an NX version. It's going to be an NX version. Trust and believe, when they announce it, it's going to be hell. It might be bundled with, for all we know. So my answer is yes.
Okay. Star, let me bring it up. It's been brought to my attention that September 12th is actually not a Tuesday. It's a Monday. Fine. I'll keep the Monday. I whatever. I'll take it.
Okay.
The question is, when the NX is revealed, will they showcase the next 3D? That's the question, right?
Yes.
The next Mario 3D Mario platformer with it?
Yes.
All right. My answer is no, they will not.
Aww.
But, they will show another type of Mario game. Some sort of spinoff. Maybe a kart, maybe a party, or maybe a sports game. So I covered all my bases, so SE can't say I'm wrong next year.
No, but that's not the question.
It's too late.
The question is yes or no.
No, it's no, but I added an extra point, so I can get a half a point next year.
You are trying to twist your way through all these questions to get every possible point.
I'm trying to get those half points.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, sneaky. Okay.
What happened? You complained about his butts when he adds those, what are the things called? The prepositions. Butts.
He always adds a butt so he can get that half point.
Oh, yep. I love butts.
Oh my goodness.
Adding those butts.
For me, I will say yes, they will showcase the next 3D Mario platformer, because I remember after 3D World came out, which was in 2013, very shortly after, they were talking about how they're kind of starting to work on the next one. They're thinking of what they're going to do, possibly the next system. So it's been 3 years since then. So yeah, I think they're going to show it. And finally, for the reveal event, will the price and release date be announced on the same day? So at the reveal event, September 12th, whatever, Monday, will they tell us what the price is and when it will be released?
Hell yes! Why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? They always do it. Because Michael shit does it. Sony does it. Hell, when Sony released their price for the damn PS, what was it, PS4?
This is the 3. I think you're talking about the 3.
Yeah, the 3. And everybody was like, hold up, wait a minute. What you talking about? I ain't paying that much. Yeah, they're going to announce it because it's going to be for pre-order, for God's sake.
True. True, that's very true. So, yes. Costly. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with Boo. I'll just say yes.
Oh, okay. And then I say yes to both of them as well. Okay, so easy point probably for everyone. All right, next category is the other category. I didn't really know where to fit these in, but they all relate to the NX somehow. So three returning Nintendo franchises. We do this every single time we do predictions. Boo. Three Nintendo returning franchises.
Oh, God.
I have three this year. Don't worry, I have three.
Returning. Oh, man. Metroid. It's not returning, sort of, but for the NX, that is. For like, not a handheld console. I'm talking about, like, the real, the big ones.
So Metroid, the big ones.
Yes, the big ones. So Metroid is one of them. I will hope. But I know it's not going to happen, so I'm not even going to say it, because it's not going to happen. I really hope everything comes back, but I'm not going to say everything.
My answer is everything. Oh, great.
No, I don't want it to be everything.
Boo, do you have a list ready?
I didn't answer this question.
What's one of your favorite N64 games?
No, they own it now. Red's own...
Oh my
Everything
God.
Is old, so I really don't have, except Metroid.
Think of two random ones.
Think okay. of Smash Brothers and Earthbound. How about Earthbound?
Yes! Oh, yes!
Giving him his answers.
Thank you, SC.
And think of Smash. Think of Smash Brothers. Think of some series from there.
No, I just want Earthbound, Metroid, and let's say something random like Donkey Kong. Let's put a Donkey Kong console on NX.
Excellent.
Donkey Kong console.
And also,
oh, banana console.
Oh if my we God. Have the one, banana, the controller is a banana.
Oh, I'll use it all the time. I see my.
If we have controller. One, if I have one other choice, I need like a full blown. I need something with gore and blood. I can't get an exact game, but I need something with. Blood, gore. I need a rated M game for Nintendo. Okay, that's a dream. If I get a rated M game, I know it's not going to happen, but I need a rated M from Nintendo.
But it's a returning franchise.
Yeah, oh, those three then. Oh, do I say All it right. over? Do I say it over? The three?
Yes, yeah, say them over.
Metroid, Earthbound, definitely Earthbound, and Donkey Kong.
All right, now it is my turn, and I have three this year, so don't worry. Okay, here we go. My first series is WarioWare. I really feel like we haven't got a WarioWare game in a long time, so I feel like either for the Wii U, NX, we're just gonna get some sort of WarioWare game. When I first was writing down the stuff, because I wrote the stuff early when SC had the outline, I put Wario Land, but then I'm just thinking in my head, like, I really don't feel like they'll do a Wario Land. Now, if they actually do show a Wario Land, I'm going to be literally just kicking myself in the head for for being right and then changing it to something else. But I really feel like there's going to be a new WarioWare. I don't know if it's going to be for the 3DS, for Wii U, NX. It's going to be for something. There's going to be some sort of WarioWare game. Next is Animal Crossing. Alright, we have not had a new Animal Crossing. I mean, like, an actual Animal Crossing. I'm not talking about none of this Happy Home Designer, none of this freaking Animal Crossing Party game for the Wii U, whatever it's called. Was it called for the Wii U? Animal Crossing Party?
Amiibo Festival.
Amiibo Festival. Damn, well, it's pretty much, yeah, that's what I thought. I didn't care so much, I didn't even know the name. Yeah, all that stuff, alright. I really feel like they're gonna be, doing, either a Wii U game or NX game for Animal Crossing. It's going to be, like, one of the full Animal Crossing games. Like, an actual Animal Crossing where, you know, you're the mayor once again. You have to do stuff around town and things like that. And because, you know, they made a lot of amiibos. And they made, like, a lot of those amiibo cards. So might as well put those things to good use, right? Put them to good use. Buy this amiibo thing for your Animal Crossing game and you get, like, a special feature in an Animal Crossing game. I really feel like there's going to be some sort of, like, official Animal Crossing game. Like, actual Animal Crossing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, actual, you know, the trees and everything like that. The trees, yeah. Cutting down trees, picking fruit, things like that. actual Animal Crossing. We're going to get that. And then also, here my last answer is Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong.
Oh, I was going to play the music, but I wasn't ready. Ugh. Yeah, we're definitely going to be getting Donkey Kong because I think Nintendo listens to this podcast and they're inspired by our Donkey Kong love. So they're going to be like, you know, we need some Donkey Kong. And I feel like also, for Dark Boo, there's going to be a Donkey Kong console with a banana controller. Like, once again, Essie's going to eat the controller. And we're going to get it. We're going to get some sort of Donkey Kong thing for the 3DS, something. I think it's going to be for the 3DS, but, you know, it could be for the Wii U or NX as well. I'm thinking Donkey Kong 3DS. That's what we're going to be getting. Donkey Kong on the go. Yes.
I'm imagining the Donkey Kong console. You know, with the Wii remotes, you know how you have to replace batteries constantly. It's annoying. Well, with me, you're going to have to keep replacing controllers because I keep eating the bananas and then...
True. So true. Yeah, you couldn't bring SC to your house because he's just gonna be like, ooh, is that a new banana controller? Eating it is up. Like, no, you're not supposed to eat the controller. And then SC's just eating it. Because it actually tastes like a banana. So, see? It smells like a banana. There you go. But yeah, those are my answers. Let me just say it over again because I might have gotten lost. WarioWare, Animal Crossing, and Donkey Kong. There we go.
All right. I think Staryu was looking at my list as I was writing it because... My first one is Animal Crossing, for all the reasons you said. And especially, like, I didn't even think about how many amiibos they already have. Like, that's totally a good point. I was thinking about how they had that Amiibo Plaza thing, or the Animal Crossing Plaza that they did, and Amiibo Festival, where they made all these assets for the Wii U, and they went to, like, such waste. Like, they have a lot of these things they could use for the new game. I definitely see a new Animal Crossing. My other one's WarioWare, because I think they need some kind of, like, party game, something that utilizes the controller, whatever it may be. And WarioWare is always a great way to introduce new ideas and techniques for whatever the controller is.
Phone. Wait, for real? You chose WarioWare, for real?
I did.
Really? No way! Oh, my God!
And then my third one is I'm just kidding. I wish it was...
Oh, my God!
I decided to just do a random one just for fun. I picked Wave Race, a new Wave Race. Ooh. We haven't seen that in a long time, so why not? Let's see a new one. Let's go for it. Next, three big third-party franchises to get a game on NX. So we know that there are a lot of, like, yearly games, like you've got Battlefield, Call of Duty, Assassin's Creed, those kind of games. What are three that you think will get a game on NX or be revealed before NX is released?
Boo. Took my answer. Assassin's Creed. I had Assassin's Creed for one of them. Turok is another one. And Resident Evil is the other one as well. Those were the three that I had.
Okay.
And for reasons, I love every last one. That's the reason. Resident Evil is my baby. I need something, although I don't like Resident Evil 5 or 6. I need something. I need a Resident Evil in my life, okay? I need to be spooked. I need to be scared except with spiders, okay? Turok, I just need something that I can shoot. If I can shoot and kill, I become happy, okay? Assassin's Creed, I just need a game that's a popular from other series to be included within the Nintendo as well. Because it's so unfair that every game that comes out and it looks good is for everything except Nintendo.
True.
It kills me. That it's like, at times I question why did I buy this Wii U? Because every single game I'd be like, oh, I want that. Oh, I would enjoy it. Everything, even PC, except Nintendo. And it's aggravating now. It's really aggravating. Therefore, that's my three.
Okay. Staryu? Let me shove a banana down this microphone. That might get him.
Oh, yeah, that banana definitely got me. Ooh, I heard banana, and I'm just like, what? Okay. Here is my three big third-party franchises. Okay, I don't even know if some of these are third-party. I really hope they are. If not, ooh, oh, boy. First and foremost, I chose Sonic, which is Sega, so I'm assuming that's third party, right? That's third party, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. When I was making this list, I'm like, all right, okay. Because I was like, I wasn't sure if this is third party or not. Because, yeah, no. I feel like we're going to get a Sonic game. Because Sonic, we've been getting Sonic Boom and stuff, and let's not get started with Sonic Boom, because we know Dark Boo will rant and rave and break the game down. So I think some sort of Sonic game. I don't think it's Sonic Boom necessarily, just something Sonic related. Then next is Bayonetta, the Bayonetta franchise. I feel like they're going to make another one. And Bayonetta is third party as well, right?
Yes. I mean, yes, it is third party, but I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what constitutes second party. If it's just Nintendo publishing or blah, blah, blah. Let's just go ahead and count it, though.
Yeah, okay. We'll get back to that, just in case. Bayonetta. I feel like Bayonetta... I'll explain all of them in a second. Okay, Sonic, Bayonetta, and then I think we're going to get a Final Fantasy game on the NX console. And here's why. You see, I chose Sonic, Bayonetta, and Final Fantasy. I chose all franchises that came from Smash Brothers. I feel like Smash Brothers having those third-party characters is going to open the doors, I don't know, open bananas, you know, it's going to be opening something. Something's going to open up to where these franchises are going to, the people who own these franchises, they're going to allow Nintendo to do more stuff with them, because Nintendo having those franchises and Smash Brothers, you know, everyone gets something, all right? Nintendo's advertising them, and people who love those characters, you know, they get the game. So it's a win-win for everyone, right? So I feel like they're going to do something more with these franchises. Mainly Bayonetta. I really feel like Bayonetta, they're definitely going to be pushing more and more with Nintendo, because they added Bayonetta to Smash Brothers. So that was a hardcore making Bayonetta a famous character, because Bayonetta she was already a famous character, but that made her even more famous, because now all the Nintendo kiddies and teens and everyone knows Bayonetta. So I really feel like they're going to be doing something with these three franchises. So I'll just repeat it once again, just in case, for clarity. Sonic, Bayonetta, and Final Fantasy. Definitely something with these games. I definitely, totally, absolutely see it. That's my answers.
Okay, I really like your list, mainly because all of them come from Japan, basically. And I feel like Nintendo will have the most success partnering with third parties, or not even partnering, just having their games coming onto the NX if they're in Japan, just because they'll have better relations with them there.
Right.
So I do like your list. My list...
Thank you.
I have Call of Duty Infinite Warfare. That's a new one coming out this year. Yeah, it's going to be late. Yeah, it probably won't sell that well. A, because it's on Nintendo console, and B, because it's late and people already own it. But I still see Nintendo going for it, or trying to seek out Activision to get that on the NX. My other one, and I feel strongly about this one, Minecraft. I think that's going to be coming back quickly to the NX, because Minecraft is huge. It's one of the biggest games in the last decade, and having it on the Wii U, I think has been successful for them, and you can see that they've been putting the effort into it with the Super Mario pack, which was so cool. It actually, I haven't bought it, but it made me want to buy Minecraft. I definitely see that coming to the NX. And I'm going to go with one of Boo's answers. I think Resident Evil 7 is going to make its way onto the NX, only because they've had good partnerships with Capcom in the past, and Resident Evil is also something that Nintendo has, gotten a hold of quite a few times in the past, like with Resident Evil 4 originally, and what was the one on the 3DS? Revelations, I think. That one. So I could see them trying to get 7 onto the NX. Yes, so those are my three. We have one more list of three for NX. This time it's for remakes. Nintendo remakes on NX. What are three that you would like to see? Boo.
Can I just start off by saying that these three want to be wrong?
Sure.
Okay, first one is Zombie U.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate that game.
Yeah, it's most likely not going to be it. I had to choose between Shovel Knight or Super Mario Maker. I had to choose between both of those. I don't know. I chose Super Mario Maker for some unknown reason. And then one last game that I know for sure.
Hello?
Oh my goodness.
Sorry, I was calling Boo. Oh, sorry.
I was trying to give him the rest of his answers. I'll do it more discreetly
I have my answer right here. I know because the company's no longer there. Oh my God, you might laugh at my answer. Okami.
That'd be nice. I would really like to see that, actually. That'd be really cool.
I think it will use most of the NX. Like, I know the NX will be country and something like that. So I guess, like, most of the drawings that you have to do in the game anyway, I think it will actually be a nice game. And the graphical note, it can be used to, like, demonstrate the NX capabilities and graphics. So I chose that game as well. Although, three of them is nonsense, okay?
I really like that, the Kami one. I like that. I really hope that's the case.
I'm done with the list.
Okay. It is my turn, and I'm going to be doing something Essie doesn't like. So, Essie, can I offer you a bunch of bananas? Because I have four on my list. I do not care. Please, I have four on my list.
You better arrange them from best to worst, because the last one does not count. Just remember
do
that.
Do not care. Do not. No. It counts at all. It's half a point. It's half a point. Okay, here we go. My first one is Super Smash Brothers for Wii U. I feel like they're going to be remaking Super Smash Brothers. They're going to be adding all the content from Wii U and adding all the 3DS content. Yes. Adding all the 3DS stages, adding Smash Run, adding all of it and just putting it into one jumbo pack. Ooh, yeah, I would definitely buy that in a heartbeat.
I thought something different. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had that at first, and then I thought they were just going to make their own separate game.
I don't feel like they would make a separate game. I feel like what they'll do is they'll just add both of them together and maybe add a couple more stages. That's what I feel like they'll do. I totally see Smash Brothers for NX. I see it. I'm picturing it in my head. It's there. It's coming out soon. It's coming out somewhere around 2017. It's coming out. It's going to happen. Yes. Whew. My next answer is Splatoon. I totally see them remaking Splatoon, adding more stuff, adding more stages, adding more weapons. Splatoon has been very successful for the Wii U, so I could totally see them porting it to the NX more possibilities. Yes?
I have a question.
What's the question?
Are we talking about remakes or, like,
actual remakes?
Because I thought, like, every single thing you listed so far, I thought they would actually make their own version of that game, not essentially a remake.
Well, what I was thinking is they will port it and maybe just add a couple new things. But I still consider that to be a remake, though. Because it'll still be the same exact thing. It'll just be, like, a couple new things. So, to me, that's still a remake.
Yeah, when I made this question, I was thinking of things like Twilight Princess HD. And, like, that's what I would consider a remake. So if you had Smash Brothers, they bring it back. It's basically the same game, but with additional content. So
yeah.
I didn't.
It'll
think
still be
that.
The same.
I thought like actual new game with like new things. Period.
Oh. I definitely don't think they'll do that for Smash Brothers. There's no way they'll just create a whole new game when they have the thing for the Wii U. There is no way. But okay, Smash Brothers for Wii U, that'll be remade. Splatoon. My next answer is Mario Kart 8. Now I'm kind of iffy about this one. Actually, you know what? Can I move it? Can I move it to the fourth one? Because it'll be half a point. All right, good. Yeah. All right, I'm moving this to the fourth one.
That's not what I meant.
Essie can't get crazy. Essie can't get crazy. It's moving to the fourth one. All right, I'm moving it right now. Ugh, there we go. I moved it. Third one, I chose Super Mario 3D World. Why this game? I really feel like this game is a masterpiece in itself. I feel like it sold really well. I mean, I didn't really check the sales, but I do know that this game has been praised countless times, and rightfully so. The game's amazing. It's awesome. It's beautiful, beautifully made. So I really feel like if they would, they'd probably bring this back and maybe add a new world or something like that. I don't know. I really don't know, but I totally could see them remaking this, because when I'm thinking of remaking, it's kind of like remaking and porting at the same time. Like, it's mainly remaking, because what they're doing is they're adding it back. They're adding it to a new console, better graphics, pretty much the same design, though. Like, it'll be the same way the game is played, but it's now for a new console. I just thought that because I'm not sure if they're just going to continue making Wii U games. I don't know if they're still going to produce Smash Brothers Wii U. Like, I don't really see them doing that. I see them, like, moving on to the next console because it's more powerful and stuff, and they could do more stuff with it. I don't know. That's just what I'm thinking. So let me just quickly go over it again. Smash Bros. For Wii U, Splatoon, Super Mario 3D World, and my fourth one's Mario Kart 8. It counts. Half a point. There we go.
It's interesting that you have all Wii U games, because initially for me, I'm like, no, that's way too soon. But for multiplayer games like Smash and Splatoon, I'm actually kind of okay with that, assuming the price is severely reduced for people who already own it. I would not be happy if 3D World was remade.
Totally fine. I really don't think it'll be made. Out of all the games I mentioned, I really feel like the first two, Splatoon and Smash Bros., that will absolutely has a big chance of happening. Super Mario 3D World, I don't really see it too much, but I can semi-see it. Because I can't really see them remaking Mario Kart 8. I feel like they'll just make a new Mario Kart. Like, yeah. I don't see them redoing Mario Kart 8. They'll just make a new Mario. Yeah, exactly.
As for my list, I actually also have Smash Brothers for Wii U and all the things you said. Added content, 3DS, blah, blah, blah. But this is also based on... There are some rumors going around that this might actually happen. So I could see it happening. I'll count that as one of mine on the list. I also have Super Mario Sunshine HD. I know that a lot of people have been wanting this, and personally, I think that'd be pretty awesome to replay. And in HD, I think that would look beautiful, like the water and the tropical islands, blah, blah, blah. My other prediction, unfortunately, is that they will show off the 3D Mario platformer when NX is revealed, but it won't be released and it's going to get delayed and blah, blah, blah. So in the meantime, kind of like what they did for Zelda Wii U, they're going to release Sunshine HD. That's my prediction. And for my last one, I kind of just pulled a random one out of the hat. Kirby Air Ride. A remake of that, because it's multiplayer and you can add online and blah, blah, blah. And people really like that game.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that game is fun. I love that game.
So, those are my three. Okay, and the last of the other category, which Nintendo series will get the Amiibo treatment next? And for those that don't remember, Kirby was the most recent for the Kirby Robobot Planet thing. Boo.
Oh my goodness. What Nintendo series? I don't want to say, no, because we did that already. It had to be Pokemon Sun and Moon. It has to be Amiibo with Pokemon. Ooh.
You stole my answer.
Oh, I just chose... Well, your answer's logical then. Because that was the only one that came to my head. It'll be showcasing... Like, it probably had the legendary Pokemon as the Amiibo. Who knows? Or probably, like, some Amiibo that give you... who knows? Pokeballs, whatever they do in the game.
Maybe you can get a different legendary if you buy the Amiibo. That would be really cool.
Wouldn't that be cheap?
Well, yeah, kind of. Yeah, so maybe they wouldn't do that. But I could see, like, instead of buying a new version, like, you just, instead of trading all that stuff, you just buy Amiibo and then bam, you have it. I don't know. Yeah, that is kind of cheap now that I think about it.
But that's what I think. Like, that's the only logical game that comes next.
Yeah, I'm just going to piggyback off of Boo and just say, Pokemon Sun and Moon, that's going to get some Amiibos. Be some new Amiibos of the new Pokemon that are going to be announced and whatnot. Because I'm pretty sure they're going to have at least, like, maybe, like, 50 new Pokemon. I can totally see that. Because the last generation had, like, 60 new Pokemon, like, the least amount of any generation. But, damn, we're getting a lot of Pokemon. Like, what? We have, like, over 700. Damn. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, I could totally see Pokemon getting some Amiibos, because that's really popular, and people will definitely buy those. So yeah, Pokemon.
Okay, I'm going to change my answer. I originally had Zelda, Wii U would be the next line, but that's a while away. I'm not going to go with Pokemon, I'm just going to go with Paper Mario. The Paper Mario line of Amiibo. I don't know if I should be excited for that or not, because I have no idea what kind of characters they'll use. Mario, Peach, Bowser,
probably. Paper Toad.
I would not get the paper. I'm so sick of Paper Toad. I would not get that Amiibo.
Ugh.
Toad in general. So yeah, that's my guess. Last section, the NX launch predictions. We've got four questions here. The first one is, when will the NX be released? And this time you have to give a month and a date. Boo.
Did I do that already?
Nope.
Oh, no, I gave month and year. Yeah, I said March 20th. I said March 20th, didn't I?
Wait, you did?
I say...
Yeah, I said March 20th. Assume it's March 20th, 2017.
All right, so thank you for repeating it. All right, you think it's March 20th, 2017. I think it's March 17th, 2017. Bam.
Ooh. Let's see, what did I say? I said it's going to be March 24th, 2017. Oh, I wonder who's right. I wonder who's closest. Watch, it's not even in March. Psh.
Oh, please.
Stop. If it's not March, you know how pissed off I'll be. That means that damn Zelda game is not going to come out. And I'm going to be mad. I'm going to start cussing and writing notes to the company in Japan. You don't want that to happen.
Oh, my goodness. Next question. How many retail launch titles will the NX have? So, first day, how many games will you be able to buy at the store?
Zelda's one. Some form of Mario is the second one. The third one is like, you know how, what's it called? Nintendo Land or whatever they have for the Wii U?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Three. So, three.
Total? Like, you just need to give me a number.
Yes, three total.
Including third party, including, well, first party and third party.
I don't think there'll be a third party yet. So at that day, three.
Wow. I think NX is going to be a lot more third party friendly, personally. I think Nintendo definitely, I really hope they learned from their mistake with the Wii U. Like, that was not marketable with third parties. So I really feel like the NX will definitely be better with third parties. I put a really low... A really low number. Oh my god, I can't speak English apparently. Oh, Boo, your number is really, 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 really low. I put at least 12. I think they're gonna be 12 games. A Zelda game, a Mario game, there's definitely gonna be some, what is it called? EA Sports. Is it whatever? Yeah, they're gonna be some of those games. What?
Sorry, that's what they say. It says EA Sports. Get in the game. Sorry.
I love that.
That's what they said.
Yeah, 12 games.
That's funny. I also had 12 games, but since you said 12 games, what? I'm going to say 15.
And oh, please.
I was looking at some of the older releases and how many games they had, and they actually had quite a bit. Like, on the Wii U had the most, actually. They had, like, 20-plus games. I think maybe even up to 30. The Wii had, like, around 20. GameCube had like 12. But
the Wii U had a bunch of games that we cared about.
So my three is non-existent then. Let's say if the third party consoles everything works, 9.
Okay, 9. That's more reasonable. Next question. This one, I actually had a question on backwards compatibility, but I feel like this question kind of answers that one in the process. Will the NX controller have a screen?
That answers the backwards compatibility?
For the Wii U, if it has a screen, then you could probably assume it'll be able to do Wii U games. If it doesn't have a screen, then that could be a problem for some Wii U backwards compatibility.
Wouldn't the Wii U controller be compatible with the NX? I mean, that's what I was assuming.
Oh.
I mean, obviously I know we don't know for sure, but I was thinking that of course it'll be backwards compatible because then the Wii U controller will just connect to the NX.
True.
That's what I was thinking.
Think about that. Ah, brain fart. Okay.
Then yes, it would. If I say no, I can think of 50 different reasons why it should. So, yes, I do think it will have a screen and backwards compatibility. I hope Nintendo learned that when people learned when that Wii came out that they couldn't play their GameCube games. No, not that. Sorry. Try that again. No.
What?
What am I saying?
Well, I don't even know.
Nintendo has been backwards compatible with all their systems, so.
It was once thinking of something else.
You're thinking of maybe because at one, like PlayStation 4, Xbox One, they do not, they're not backwards compatible.
That's what I was thinking of. Ooh, Wii. Mm-hmm. Yes, of course.
Wii U.
The answer is of course. Why wouldn't it? Okay. They've been doing it. It's literally the answer. They've been doing it. Why stop? Yeah, that would give them the plus one against the other consoles.
Oh my goodness. I kind of already answered it, but I'll just say it to be more clear. I don't think the NX controller will have a screen. Why do I think that? Because like I said, I feel like the Wii U gamepad is going to be compatible with the NX. I don't see why not. I don't see why they would do that. Because if the NX isn't compatible with the Wii U, that's cutting off how many games? All right, people want to buy the NX. I'm really assuming that they want people to buy the NX. They don't want them to buy the Wii U anymore. All right, the Wii U is going to just die off, and that's how it is. But they want people to buy the NX. So I'm really going to assume that, of course, it has to be backwards compatible, so all those games can still work. And then I'm assuming that the gamepad will be compatible too, because I don't really see why they'll just... They can't have a big freaking controller. I mean, that's not going to work. They already knew. This freaking big log right here. You hear this? You hear all this? This is freaking huge. This is a huge controller. All right, no one has time for that.
Lawnmower status. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, your gamepad is a lawnmower. Every time you play Splatoon, oh, my gosh. Oh. I have an apartment. I don't even have a lawn, and I feel like my lawn's getting mowed.
My gosh.
Yeah, I just feel like the... NX is not going to have a screen. That's all I'm going to say. It's not going to have a screen. And it's going to be backwards compatible with the Wii U controller.
Oh, man. Some of your guys' responses is making me want to change mine. Because mine was, yeah, yes, it will, for sure. But now, I didn't even think about, like, that the gamepad, they'll just make it compatible with it. And if you need to use a Wii U game, then you've got that ability to do so. Didn't even cross my mind, so... Oh, this is tough. I want to say yes still because I feel like they just, I don't know, that's where they've evolved with the DS and the Wii U. That's just what's next. I don't think it has to be as big as the gamepads, but some kind of screen still exists. And I don't think they're going to do something like the gamepad is the focus again of the NX. No, it's just a side thing that's there if you want it, if you need it. And it's not too cost heavy like the Wii U was. So very last question, how much will the NX cost? And for this question, I want you to assume that it's just like the Wii U where there's a deluxe and a basic version. And for reference, and correct me if I'm wrong, the basic version of the Wii U was $300 and the deluxe was $350. So
$399.99. And
no,
$299.99. And right, I guess if they have more memory time will be $499.99.
Oh my god. Oh, that's a lot of money. I don't want to say goodbye to. Oh my gosh.
I really honestly think I'm being real honest. I do not think it would be anything lower than $300.
Yeah, I agree. I totally 100% agree.
So, and my thing is $399 had always been the base one, and Sony, they was full of shit when they released that other thing with like $499 or $599. They was full of it. Nintendo, if you do that, trust and believe, you probably won't have a sale in this type of economy, in this damn dichotomy of an economy, okay? You will not. You probably will in Europe and Japan and all them other places because of yens and all that other, and I don't know all the other currency and things of that nature, but $399 and whatever update. Here's the thing. I have a question because my price.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. My price depends on so many factors. Therefore, when I read this question, I thought I was gonna have a little. I thought we were gonna have to sit in the console and drink some true tea. Question number one: is there gonna be limited memory? Like, how will you have memory extensions and things of that nature? Because these games we have need a lot of memory, and these damn consoles don't be having a lot of memory. Because that was one thing with the Wii U, wasn't it?
Well, the basic one only had, like, I think 8 gigabytes.
Yes, that was the problem.
It was not a lot. Yep.
So my thing is, how much memory will they give? Because I know they sell each thing based on memory. And is they going to have, like, the extension memories, like, other ways to save things of that nature? And it's so many questions.
I have a question. I have a question for you, Boo. Do you know how much memory PlayStation 3 or PlayStation 4 or Microsoft, like Xbox 360, do you know how much they generally can hold?
Ooh, what was it, 500 gigabytes? First it was 250. First it was 250 gigabytes, and the other one's 500, I think.
I think it's actually 500 and then 1 terabyte.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yes. And that stuff fills up quick. My Xbox One is already
It does. Full. It's not lying, because the game, you think the Wii U games are bad?
Yeah.
Those PS4 games and things of that nature, one game will probably take about 128 gigabytes.
I don't know about what? That.
I mean, but not like, 128 gigabytes. Like
120 gigabytes? Oh my god.
Let's say 50 or 40.
Yeah, I was going to say, it. Some of them range from 30 to 40, typically, for me. So, yeah, the storage space, they need to figure that out. And storage space is actually not that expensive, and it keeps getting cheaper. It just continues to get cheaper. So I'm not worried about the NX not having they will not have 8 or 32 again. That is a thing of the past. You cannot have that again.
Yes,
64. Let's bring 64 back.
I think they will have 512 gigabytes and 1 terabyte.
Well, yeah, I'll just piggyback off the U and just say, like, it'll probably be something bigger, like 500 gigabytes. But if they were going to do something similar to the Wii U, I'm thinking 64 gigabytes. But I don't know. That's just if I'm going off of Wii U, then probably 64. But my answer would be the same as you, Boo.
Wait, what is his answer?
500 gigabytes? That's what he said, right? Right, well, Boo?
Oh yeah, I was talking about in the price range as well, because we were discussing price. That's why I said $3.99.
Oh, whoops! I thought the question was memory.
Blackout.
Durr. yeah, I think it's gonna be $300, so $299.99, or it'll be $350. So it's either $299.99 or $349.99. It's gonna be like that.
Okay, and I think because Nintendo is, I think, going to try to compete a little more with Microsoft and Sony, they will probably have the first model will probably be $350 to match the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, because I believe that's what they're currently at, $350. And then their higher model is going to be $400. And that price might change, because the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4, they might have a price drop this year. You never know. So if that happens, I think that will affect Nintendo's decision on how much they price it. But right now, $350 and $400.
Well, damn, Boo's not going to be getting an NX anytime soon.
Oh, we knew that already.
Yes, very true. I don't even know how I spent $320. Well, yes, I did, because it was bundled with a game. No, but there was a bundle with a Mario Kart 8 game, and it had another game you could download free. So that's only why I bought like it came up to $320-something, I think. Oh, no, $338. I still had a receipt somewhere. I just got to find it in one of those boxes. Yeah, I still have a receipt. I'm that old and cheap. And every time I look at the receipt, it makes me cry a little bit. I'm sorry. I know. I'm not spending no fucking $350. I'm not spending $350! No! No, 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 no. Me? No, 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 no. You got me confused. Confused. You need to ask another person. Who gonna buy it on the first day?
Let's ask me.
What?
Actually, at this point, I will probably buy it on day one. Probably, you know.
Where do I have this money from?
That's why you save up until then. That's like almost a year away.
And see, you know, ooh, I can save, but the thing is, no scratch or temptation. Sheep.
Oh, I hate that excuse. Oh my god. When you say scratch-offs, I get more than flustered, okay? Because I understand being cheap and I understand saving money, but when you put it on scratch-off, those money leeches, oh my goodness.
I'm going to spend $20 tonight.
You said I spent $120?
No, I said I'm going to spend $20 tonight on scratch-offs.
Oh my goodness. How much do you usually win?
One time I won $150, the other time I won $500.
Well, if you win that amount of money, you better buy an NX. That's what I know. All right, so let's repeat our answers really quickly, because we've been so confused. I think $299, so pretty much $300 or $350.
$399 for one version, $399. Yes, I'm not even joking. $399.99. for a web basic version. Then the other version will be $499.99. If they only have one, it'll be $399.99.
And
no
I
way.
Said $349.99 and $399.99 for mine. And those are all the predictions. I don't know when we'll... I guess we'll follow up on these for next E3. I assume E3 next year will be a little bit nicer with Nintendo. Or Nintendo will be a little bit nicer with E3. Get it the right way. But until then, we'll just be following all the news and all the launch details for NX and all that good stuff.
You know, right, but can I say something real quick? Can I say something real quick? All right, I just want to say something to the SC of the future who's going to be listening to this.
Please.
Okay? Hello, SC of the future. Hello. First and foremost, SC of the future. All right, my thing counts. My games of four. I listed four games for the what's it called? The remakes. It all counts. All right, and you might be sitting right now. You're listening to this, being like, oh please, oh please, oh please. I don't care. It counts. It counts. It counts. If it needs to, it'll be half a point. All right, it counts. SC of the future. It does count. Hoo-ha. It counts.
I was gonna say as. But you said this is podcast 220. I'm like, when I thought about it, it's so corny and cheesy. I'm like, oh, that's 50 podcasts ago that we did the E3 thing. And then I realized the math adds up right. Because we did, like, which one? We did 150th anniversary thing. And then, like, no, what was it? 200, actually.
We did 200 was our four-year anniversary.
Yes. And, like, we do the anniversary every 50 years. Every 50 years. Whoa.
How old are you? Who are you?
I'm Asian, decrepit, bones riddled, look like I'm about to be mummified.
Dungeon Dust Bunny realness.
Uh-huh. Ancient obelisk. Oh my god.
Yes.
Goodness.
Okay, one of the obelisks. Oh
what's
goodness.
The other thing? An aqueduct?
Yeah, ancient aqueduct. One of them they use for the Babylonian Gardens.
Every 50 years. He means every 50 episodes.
Yes, 50 episodes.
Oh my god.
Oh so my when as he said, I was like, oh! It was kind of like a brain fart moment. You gotta excuse me. I had several in this podcast.
And I just want to say to future SZ who will be listening, SZ. That's so weird saying that, but SZ, do not fall for his tricks.
Oh,
do not
please.
Be persuaded. Stay strong.
Be persuaded.
And
SC.
Be brave.
Be persuaded, future SC. Oh please. Are you gonna listen? Who are you gonna listen to, future SC? You can listen to this guy. He doesn't know what he means. I know what I'm talking about. You gotta listen to me, SC of the future. You gotta listen. All right. Half a point. It still counts. You may roll your eyes. You may be like, oh please, but it's true. It counts. It counts. It counts.
You know what? I know how to be persuasive to future SC. I'm going to get a $50 bill. I'm going to put it in an envelope and I'm going to hide it somewhere. And then I'm going to dig it up during podcast 270 and
oh
I'm going to see the $50 and be like, yeah, I know who to trust. Okay.
We're holding you to that. We're holding you to that. And also, one more thing. Oh my God, this is getting ridiculous. But one more thing. I don't want to persuade future SC because future SC, he loves bananas and hard pretzels more than this current SC does. This SC of right now. So I'm going to be sending future SC a big box of bananas, pretzels, all sorts of goodies. And he's going to be like, yep, I got to listen to Staryu because he knows what he's talking about.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to hold you to that because I want those bananas and pretzels. If I don't have a banana / pretzel overdose by the time we get to 270... we gotta move on from here because this is getting ridiculous. We're actually not gonna do any news and community because at the moment we don't have any because we are recording this episode pretty early on. So if something comes out about E3 in the week before E3, that's just too bad. We recorded before then. So skipping over news, we're just going to go right into what have you been doing. And Staryu, since you could not make it to the last episode, what have you been doing? What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? I've been playing lots and lots of Splatoon. Oh my god, lots of Splatoon. Woo! It was getting crazy yesterday. Ooh, too much, too much, too much. We were having a community night yesterday, and it was lots of fun. Until the end, when I kept getting paired up and losing, and shade was being thrown, and I just couldn't handle it yesterday. But it was still, it was, at the beginning, it was still fun, because, I made, it was lots of fun playing with, who hosted, I think his name was Smashboo 3DS, is that how you say his name, yeah. Smashboo 3DS, he hosted Community Night, and he did a fantastic job. When it was uneven, he would not participate so that it would be fair for, you know, so, like, let's say there was five people, and he was on a team of three, he would not move or anything so that it would be fair for all players involved, and I think that was really great, and that was really fun. So, yeah, he's great, Smashbook 3DS, he's awesome, he's Bodacious, and I can't wait to see him host another Community Night in the future. I'm actually hoping, I'm gonna just say this on the podcast, because why not, because I haven't really been doing too much. I've been sick, so that's been ridiculous, but I've been thinking of hosting a Mario Kart 8 tournament sometime in the future, I don't know when. Probably be on one of the Community Night days. The Community Night days, oh my god. I'll be on one of those Saturdays, and I'll host the Marker 8 tournament. I'll film it. I'll talk. I'll get mad when you guys hit me for Red Shell. It'll be pretty good. So we'll see what comes of that. It'll probably happen in a couple weeks, but when it does happen, you know, I'll put an announcement, and so everyone will have time to look over and be like, oh, I want to join, and whatnot. So that'll be fun. That'll happen eventually. And what else has been going on? Not much else. It's been really hot lately. I've been literally drowning in a puddle of juice because, you know, I don't sweat water. I sweat juice. So, you know, citrus punch, orange juice, grape juice, it just sweats out of me. So that's how it is because I'm really juicy and bodacious. So, it's just been really hot. How hot has it been for you guys?
We live in the Saints hot, honey bunches. It was hot as hell.
I know, but I'm just saying, have you been drowning in your own sweat? That's what I mean.
I've been cussing. I wake up cussing.
Well, of course.
When it's hot,
we know that.
When it's hot, I start cussing. I wake up cussing, all that other stuff. When you combine that, you just get a whole bunch of expletives. You wake up and say good morning to me, I done cuss you out. That's how bad.
What do you mean, good morning? It's not a good morning. What do you mean, good morning?
Exactly.
Is this a good morning? It's not a good morning.
It's a pet peeve of mine when someone says good morning when it's not a good morning. I'm sorry. It gets me. I hate the heat. My birthday is the first day of summer, and I can't stand the heat. Aggravating. Now, Ez on the other hand, he's in the oven.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I love using that, saying that it's like sitting in an oven, because that's literally how it feels. If you're driving a car in the middle of the day and you roll down the windows, it's equivalent to opening the oven and getting hit by that wave of hot air. It's so hot. It's not humid hot, though. That's the thing I like. It's not, you don't walk outside and you're drenched in sweat already.
Ew, gross.
You have to be out in the sun and, like, sweat because it's really hot, not because of the humidity. So going in some shade, it's still, the air feels very warm, but it's not horrendous. You know that for me, I've been inside all day. The last 2 days have been really hot, so I've been sticking in here all day, AC blasting 24/7. So that's what I've been doing, is staying away from the sun. This, like, turned into what have I been doing?
Oh, I thought you were going to say more. What else have I been doing? I really haven't been doing too much. Like I said, I've been sick, so... Ugh, being sick sucks. Especially in the summer. Being sick in the summer is the most disgusting feeling ever. Ugh, it's gross. Other than that, I've been pretty much fine otherwise. Nothing big has happened. I've been playing a lot of Mario Party games because I've been trying to get MPI released. So I'm just, you know, my forum game, I play on the forum. I allow other people to play on the forum. It's called Mario Party Interactive. My own spaces, my own boards, I do it, and my own mini games, and people play it, and it's fun. It can get a little crazy sometimes, but it's fun. And so I've been just playing some Mario Party games to just, like, get some ideas of, like, what other new ideas can I implement in these games. So, yeah, that's all I've been doing. Nothing big has happened.
Okay, is that everyone? We all good?
That's it. I already said what I haven't been doing last time.
True. Yeah. Okay. In that case, we are going to wrap it up. You can subscribe to the Lost Levels podcast on iTunes. Make sure to leave us a rating and a review. It helps us grow. Please
five star use.
Do that. Five? Wow, star use, yeah. You can find all our past episodes at our website, thelostlevels.marioprayerlegacy.com, and our Mario news and community at marioprayerlegacy.com.
I love those websites.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Follow The Lost Levels on social media. You can find us at facebook.com/thelostlevels, on Twitter at lostlevelsmpl, on Tumblr at thelostlevelspodcast.tumblr.com, and at youtube.com/user/thelostlevelsmpl. Now that, it's a little confusing at times because all of our social media is a little bit different, but rewind it, re-listen, follow us on all of those because we would love to keep you up to date with us. As for me, Super Zambuzzi, you can find me on YouTube, Nintendo Network, and Twitter with that username.
By the way, because Essie didn't mention it, if you're listening to this on YouTube, give this video a big thumbs up.
Oh, yes.
Because that's great, mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, I am SpiderStarYu across this whole entire world, across the morning sun. I'm just SpiderStarYu on every planet, every orifice of the world. On YouTube, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, Nintendo Network, and Google+. All of it across all websites is SpiderStarYu. So just search up SpiderStarYu and you'll find me.
DarkBlue007 for Twitter and Nintendo Network. DarkBlue on YouTube.
All right. Thank you everyone for listening. And make sure to share your own predictions for E3 and Nintendo in the comments on thelostlevels.marioprayerlegacy.com. And we will talk to you next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Ooba. Mm-mm-mm.